on the KSRO live line. I know he's one of my favorites too. Sheriff Rob Giordano is here. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
So far, so very good heading into the holidays. So, Sheriff, what'd you do this year?
Well, I took over the sheriff's office, which is quite significant.
Yeah, what was the date of that?
That was August 1st.
Actually. August 1st. In time, some would say. So,
yeah, just in time for the big fire.
Yes, indeed. And of course, you know, you are known by many people outside of Sonoma County because of the fires and because of the press briefings that you did every day and your time with us here on KSRO. And have you been able to take a breath and feel a little relieved of some of that pressure?
Yeah, you know, we've gotten a little time to get back to normal. My schedule's got back to normal a little bit, but I'll have to tell you, the sheriff's schedule's pretty taxing even at normal. It's busier than you'd ever expect.
So the question I get everywhere I go, Rob, is he really is going to run for re-election. I mean, after the fires, he's going to change his mind about that, isn't he? So I ask
I'm not going to run. This is my time. It's the timing's right for me to finish this term this way. We got good leaders coming up at the sheriff's office, and I'm quite confident how things will work out. So
you're not going to change your mind about that?
No.
Yeah. Well,
I'm very happy to be leading the office right now, and it's a great experience, and I'm working with some of the most amazing people in the world. So I really enjoy all that, but it's just timing's right for me to move on.
And so by moving on, you mean that at the end of the current term, which expires at the end of next year, 2018, then that's when you'll retire from the sheriff's department?
I will. And I'll still stay in this community and work. I probably work part-time in the community doing something related to law enforcement work. And there's a lot of contract jobs out there and personnel investigations and things like that. So I'm not going anywhere. I just won't be leaving the office.
Okay. All right. That's the official word, and I take you at your word. What's the major takeaway about Sonoma County from the fires?
Oh, my goodness. It's an amazing cooperation. I mean, such a great community, and people really came together on so many levels. And I mean the professionals on so many levels, you know, all the professionals, the businesses, the community members. I mean, let's face it, the 24 deaths is horrible. But we could have had a lot more if people didn't work together to save everybody. And I think that's something we just can't underestimate.
You know, somebody asked me the other day about the fires and the activity afterward, and particularly about the number of missing persons that we had initially in Sonoma County. And that number, as you well know, was over 2,000 initially. And because the fires were so pervasive, a lot of us thought, though the majority of those people are going to turn up dead because of the pervasiveness.
Yeah, that was the fear.
Yeah. You were really one of the only ones who said, no, that's not going to happen. They're going to turn out to be okay, the majority of them. And you were right.
Yeah, you know, and I'll say this. We, because of the communication issues, and each day we were finding more people, we did realize that a lot of people were going to be found. But I also thought we were going to have a lot more dead than we did.
Yeah.
I was really concerned about bigger numbers. I just didn't think it was going to be as big as that whole missing person list. So I was quite happily surprised that it wasn't worse than it was, as sad as it was to lose those people. You know, it's such a difficult thing. But I go back to neighbors, police, firefighters, ambulance, paramedics, everybody who came in to help and rescue people really made that difference.
Yeah, it sure did. And thank God that we're talking about all of those numbers, you know, being incorrect and that we worried needlessly about the massive numbers of missing persons. And you're right. I think the 24 people that we lost, very, very, very sad. But I think we all expected it to be much higher than that. And, some of the firefighters, we've been working with them most recently on their Toys for Kids drive, and a lot of them continue to, you know, be grateful for all of the attention and all of the support that the community has given them, and still a little bit taken aback by it all. Can the same be said for the sheriff's department?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, the firefighters, they're used to all that love.
Because they usually get more attention than the cops, right?
That's right. Us cops, we're not used to seeing this kind of attention, so it's very popular for us.
Well, it's you know, in the moments where levity had a place, it has sort of been fun to watch you and the firefighters go back and forth about who ought to get the most attention. But
yes, Tony and I have had a good time with that.
Yep. It's a good back and forth, that's for sure. Well, let's switch subjects for a minute, Sheriff, and because coming January 1st, not only will we be able to flip the calendar to 2018, but something new will be in place in at least a few cities in Sonoma County January 1, and that is the legalization and the sale of recreational pot for adults.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting for us.
And one of the things that a question I have right away is, how is the Sheriff's Department going to tell if someone is impaired by pot or not?
Well, that's one of the problems we have at the moment, is that there's not a good, accurate test out there yet. So what it comes down to is, it comes down to traditional investigative methods. And what I really mean by that is, you can arrest someone for drunk driving without giving them a chemical test. You use other signs and symptoms, smell,
right, breathalyzer, et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah. The way it'll work with marijuana is essentially the same thing. And we've done that over the years for people intoxicated on marijuana. There's other investigative techniques to get that. It's just not quite as easy.
So what do you intend to do?
We'll use those methods until that test is available for us. That's what's going to end up happening.
And what it sounds like, Sheriff, is that the majority of rules that apply to alcohol will also apply to marijuana usage. For example, if you're driving in a car, you can't be drinking a beer if you're a passenger, and you can't be smoking a joint either, correct?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. And go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, it'll just be interesting, when things like this happen, we predict and we look at other jurisdictions for how things work for them. But then, you know, every area is different and unique, so we'll have to adapt to how things work over here in Sonoma County.
Do you think you're going to have to do any crowd control on New Year's Day when it comes to the, you know, handful of dispensaries that are going to be open for business that day?
Hadn't thought about that. There's a perfect example of what may or may not happen, right?
Yeah.
No, well, I think there's plenty of marijuana out there these days now. I don't think it's going to be a big rush at that moment, but
yeah.
It will change the landscape in the county for sure.
Well, what I'm hoping for is that some of those incoming marijuana dollars can help us offset many of the outgoing charges that we've had for the last 2.5 months.
You know, it would be great. I will tell you that I met with Colorado people to talk about things like that last year.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found was the money on its face looks like a lot, but it wasn't enough for the impacts into, like, the infrastructure in the county.
Okay.
They had a lot of health issues and a lot of their psychiatric calls went up, their poison control calls went up. They don't know that they got a big benefit out of it. So that is one of the concerns.
See, it's interesting to me coming, you know, just from a law enforcement standpoint, because a lot of people believe, well, if you have more people smoking pot than you do getting drunk, the problems are probably going to be, you know, fewer and further between.
Yeah, what they found in Colorado is they don't switch. It's a little bit of everything. So it doesn't switch, and the best example, I think, is the 300 poison control calls of children ingesting marijuana in the first year it was legal there.
Wow.
I'm sorry, the first 4 years it was legal.
That's striking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about, you know, it's not marijuana in a baggie as much anymore, but it's marijuana in all different kinds of edibles, which makes it, you know, even more accessible to kids. So that's definitely going to be one of the areas that we have to keep a good watch on. So you're going to be in charge for the entirety of 2018. What are you looking at in terms of issues for the Sheriff's Department moving forward?
Well, we've had staffing problems for quite some time now, and we're catching up to that circle. We're literally just a few people short of having our staffing caught up in the jail and on the law enforcement side. So that is still a really big deal to us. But the big problem we run up against now is the county is financially strapped because of the fire.
Yeah,
So keeping funding and keeping those programs going. I remember we took a $5 million cut this spring, and we lost a lot of good programs, and we're cutting thin now.
Hardly remembered that, but you're right, yeah.
Yeah, it was a rough year for us in those ways. So maintaining the services we're doing is really important, and keeping, you know, what it comes down to is, no matter what programs you have, everything functions on the people that work in this county. So we got to make sure that we take care of them and retain those good people. And that will be our key and our focus in this coming year.
Are you concerned about the economy too, Sheriff? Because, you know, we'll probably just begin to get word on the actual effect on Sonoma County's economy, you know, in the first quarter of 2018. And a lot of times when there are serious economic issues, there are serious law enforcement issues, too.
No, absolutely part of the puzzle. So we have to watch for that. Not to mention the fact that we lost 5,000 homes.
Yeah.
So I think everybody's realized the traffic issues. And I mean, we are a different county after this fire, and we're just starting to see that. Not to mention the mental health issues. You know, this first year is going to be pretty traumatic to people.
Yeah. Yeah. And even as we begin to clear the debris, and that has been a sight for sore eyes, getting just the beginning of the process of getting rid of some of the burned out debris. And once we do have what will be a clean slate for many people, and we'll find out about how many people are able to or interested in rebuilding, and what kind of community we're going to be left with, and what kind we can rebuild.
Absolutely. It's been said to me before this way, and I think you and I have talked about it, but the time will be marked by post-fire and pre-fire.
Yeah, post-fire and pre-fire. Absolutely true. Well, it's going to be a boring 2018 for you, and I say that as a hope, Sheriff.
I appreciate that. I'm going to take that as what it's going to be.
Well, one of the things that that we counted on during the course of the fire, and I think it's your temperament, basically, is your even-handedness. And a lot of people counted on that during the course of the fire. And certainly that is going to be necessary in the year to come. And just want to take this opportunity to say thank you for that, and for all of the work that you and the Sheriff's Department and law enforcement have done and taken a big part in getting us to where we are today.
Well, I really appreciate the kind words. I'll say that in law enforcement, the fundamental principle is turning chaos into calm. And my favorite saying is that calm is contagious. So I would emphasize to everybody to help spread that calm everywhere, because no matter what the problem is, it's better if you're calm to deal with it. So
yeah, because the other parts don't help. They just don't help.
It doesn't.
All right, one final question for you, Sheriff. Have you heard from Vin Diesel yet?
No, he has not reached out. I was waiting, but he just has not reached out.
Of course, we thought that Vin Diesel would be great to play Sheriff Rob in the movie. And
he's got to spin out a little bit, though. He's a little too muscular right now.
Yeah, he's pretty buff. Yeah, a little too stocky, the sheriff says. And,
a good actor can lose the weight.
I'll tell you what, I would not be surprised if we get, and we collectively as a community, get a call from somebody like Mark Wahlberg, you know, somebody like that, saying, we need to make this movie about this story. And I would not be surprised if that doesn't happen, that will be a surprise to me.
No, it is. I've had several people say that to me, so we'll see. I'm not a Hollywood guy. I don't know if it worked for him or not, but we'll see.
All right. I'm just saying, Vin Diesel for you, Helen Mirren for me, okay? Let's just put it out there as that. And if Meryl Streep wants to, you know, jump in somehow, that's okay, too.
Well, I'll tell you what, I won't sign until they get Helen Mirren for you. We'll do it as a partnership deal.
Thank you. Okay, I'll make that deal with you, too. Sheriff, thanks so much for your accessibility to KSRO and your community. Happy holidays, and let's say amen to the thought of a great new year.
I'm completely with you, and thanks so much for all your service throughout this whole thing, and have a wonderful holiday.
All right, we'll see you next year.
All right.
That is Sheriff Rob Giordano, who has obviously been very active in the latter part of this year, like so many of Sonoma County's leaders have been.